Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Throughout the month of February, Oregon's community colleges are spotlighting career and technical education programs in recognition of National CTE Month. Joining me on the exchange are two guests, Abby Lee, the Executive Director of Oregon Community College Association, and Dave Kohler, Dean of Instruction at Rogue Community College here in Southern Oregon. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Abby, let's start with the big picture. What is CTE, and how are Oregon's community college CTE programs benefiting students and industry sectors?
So career and technical education is what we mean when we use the acronym CTE. And those of us who are of similar age probably remember this as what we used to call vocational training or vocational education. But simply put, these are the programs at our community colleges where students come in, they get skills, they get information, they get training, and they go out and get jobs. And that's really exciting for Oregon. It's the mission of our community colleges. We love our transfer programs too, where students can get their general education and move on to university. But these are welding and all of our healthcare programs and automotive and cybersecurity. And so it's really transforming opportunities for students in Oregon.
So it sounds pretty basic. You get education, get training, you get a job.
And you get a job. Yep.
Okay, so Dave, what kind of CTE programs are offered at RCC?
We have a full gamut of programs. All of our healthcare programming falls under the CTE banner, so that would include nursing and all the nursing pathways, CNA, medical assisting, phlebotomy, pharmacy tech. We also offer dental assisting, dental hygiene. In the other spaces outside of healthcare, besides emergency EMT, paramedicine, fire science. And outside of that, we have welding, we have manufacturing, we have automotive, we have diesel. There's a whole number of different skills and training programs that people may be able to pursue to be able to earn, you know, get a career in a family wage type of position.
And these are all in growth stage industries.
Absolutely. We look consistently and continuously at all of the labor market information because we don't want students to pursue a career or a training program that's not going to lead to a space that doesn't offer any jobs.
Right. So no dead-end jobs here.
That's right.
So, Abby, what's the overall economic benefit to the state economy from CTE programs?
I don't have that number offhand, but I will tell you as Dave was just explaining, these are growth industries. So this is transformative. You come in, you get the skills, you get a job. And what makes our programs especially unique is that all of our CTE programs are connected with industry partners. So sometimes it's someone who's teaching a class or it's an apprenticeship. So you can work, we look at plumbing, for example, and you're working with local plumbers as an apprentice. And so we're building those connections within our communities to strengthen small businesses, to help provide the workforce for local business and industry to meet local needs. So it really is this kind of symbiotic connection in building economic growth within our communities all across the state. We have 17 community colleges in Oregon located all around, and I think that industry connection is really what makes our program so unique and provides those opportunities, those direct pathways into jobs.
Well, we know that our state's pretty big and the regions are different. So
right.
The economy at the regional level is different. So how do each of the community colleges connect to their region's economic engines to make sure that they are cultivating talent in the right direction and in the growth stage sectors depending on their region?
Well, as Dave said, we look at labor market industry. So we work closely with our partners in workforce and workforce development. And so we're hearing from our communities, what do you need? So in, you know, as Dave was talking about in Rogue, we have, we need dental hygiene. And so we're talking to our dental partners and, you know, and building things where we're saying, here are vacancies. Here's what we need in jobs. You know, Klamath Community College has a really interesting program for well drillers. So you can go and get that skill. And we need housing in our state. And so, you know, being able to partner with tiny homes, building tiny homes in at Lane Community College, for example, it's really interesting how we can partner also with our K-12. So we have students start in high school with some of our CTE programs, and then they move right into the college, and then they you know, within a year are out in the workforce.
Well, that's a good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, we're using the data.
So on one end, you're working with industry to learn what are their needs. And on the other end, you're networking with high schools and in some cases, I'm assuming middle schools. I saw this on RCC's website that you're working also with high schools and middle schools. Is that right, Dave?
That's absolutely right. So, you know, we do this formally and informally when we look at the market needs. As a Perkins recipient, so the Carl D. Perkins federal grant, which has been in place for decades now, we're on Perkins 5, we are required to do what's called a comprehensive local needs assessment every 2 years. And as part of that, we do a formal review of all of the industry in our local regions. So we look at all the labor market information. We look at the programs that we currently have. Are they geared for growth? We look at what programs we're missing out of our portfolio of training. So we're looking at the entirety of it to figure out exactly what needs to be done. And in addition to that, we're reaching out to all of the stakeholders in our community. And this is a requirement from Perkins. So we do this in a formal, very formal way, but we also do it informally. We do it all the time. The president of my college is not going to let me start a program if I cannot demonstrate the need, right? So I have to do all of my homework prior to even bringing it to the table for discussion. And that involves working with high schools, that involves working with industry, and that involves even career exploration at the middle school level, because we have to get a pipeline of interested folks into these areas so that we can ensure not only are we able to meet the industry need, but also that we're able to fill the seats in our school.
My guests are Abby Lee, the Executive Director of Oregon Community College Association, and Dave Kohler, Dean of Instruction at Rogue Community College. So this notion of creating these networks and engaging these students and building a pipeline, at the regional level, how does RCC ensure that it's meeting the workforce needs of companies here in the Southern Oregon region with the talent that we have here? How do you make sure that everything's aligned?
That's a great question, and that's one of the things that we do as an educational provider. We make sure that the learning outcomes that are embedded throughout the program, throughout the courses, that those are the things that we need to be teaching. We vet this information with industry partners. What are the skills that you see that are needed? What are the skills that you see that are coming out of our graduates that are missing? And then we go back and we make incremental improvements on an annual basis. And again, that's what we do. That's one of our accreditation requirements from the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities, that we're continuously improving our programs. And it's hard for us to keep up with industry. We don't move at the same pace as industry, but we strive to make sure that we are resilient and adaptive to be able to meet those needs. And that's a huge part of what we try to do.
So let's get a little bit into the weeds here. Give me some of the names of your industry partners and some of the names of your pipeline partners.
Sure, no problem. So I focus on the healthcare. So I would say Mercy Flights, you know, they're a great partner for us with EMT and paramedicine. Asante and Providence are some of our fantastic partners within the nursing side. Those are just kind of examples of industry partners with whom we work on almost a day-to-day basis. our pipeline partners are really, we worked, I was on a meeting on my way over here with Southern Oregon ESD, right? So we work with those folks tremendously. We work with all of our school districts. So we're working with Grants Pass School District. We're also working with Medford School District. We work with Three Rivers School District. We work with all the school districts within our two-county region. And we want to ensure this continuity and make sure that our partnerships are even stronger. So we have been really investing heavily into making sure that we are working to be great partners with these folks.
So, Abby, when we look at the number of high schools across the state of Oregon, can we determine the percentage of graduating students that are heading directly into the workforce? And do we know the percentage of those students that have CTE training?
So I think we are capturing some of that data because we have such strong dual credit partnerships. And our high schools actually do a lot of CTE training within their high school that is separate from the colleges. We work really hard to try to make sure that anything that's happening in the high school has a pathway into our community colleges. And we're excited when students graduate from high school and they can go right into a job. So we absolutely support that. But we really have built, I think, as Dave has described, this kind of pipeline pathway, because we know that most students will need something after high school, and we create an opportunity for that. The other piece that is exciting for us is enrollment is up at our community colleges across the state, and it is up primarily in our CTE programs. So this is great news for Oregon. It's great news for students. It's great news for our economy. What makes it difficult for us, and Dave can probably speak to that too, is these are the most expensive programs that we have. The equipment to ensure that students have state-of-the-art technology that they can train on, so that when they go to work at a hospital, they're training on that similar, is really expensive. And so that's going to be our continued ask for the legislature, is to continue to invest in these programs that help us be able to create great training programs for students to get jobs.
And that brings me right back to you, Dave. Recently, the voters said no to a measure to support RCC's CTE programs. How's that going to affect the programs?
Well, it's going to, we have to pivot and make some changes in our planning, but we're still looking to invest in CTE programs, and we are continuing to do so. It may not be invested at the time, scale, or horizon that we would have liked, but yeah, we will continue to get there. And they are expensive programs. One of the things that I really love about CTE in our region, we have full-time faculty teaching a lot of these courses, but we also are inclusive within our community, and we leverage the expertise within these technical fields from those folks as adjunct instructors, and they get to come in and provide that expertise, right, where many of our full-time faculty are more generalists in that discipline. So, for example, if you're looking at business, you might consider somebody with an MBA an expert in business. That's great, but maybe they're not an expert in accounting. So we're able to go and get that CPA in our community and include them in the training, which they love to do because they want to see this young crop of folks coming out who are going to be filling those roles.
Well, I'm going to hit you with a really tough question, and we've got about 20 seconds left. I'm sorry. But we got some really bad news about our fourth graders and eighth graders in our schools and their reading, writing, and arithmetic skills. How's that going to affect the pipeline?
Well, I think CTE is one of the greatest approaches because it really provides that hands-on training. So a lot of these students, they don't have the skills necessary maybe to do the reading and the math, but when they get their hands onto something, it helps them understand those things.
And we're going to have to leave it right there. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today's exchange. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
My guests were Abby Lee, the Executive Director of Oregon Community College Association, and Dave Kohler, Dean of Instruction at Rogue Community College.